Gospel Contemplation for the First Sunday of Lent. Today's scripture is from the first chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. Music is Meditation Impromptu 3 by Kevin MacLeod in the public domain. If you are unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn the audio off and do that. You can always turn it back on when you are ready to move on, or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace of whatever you need most right now. If you're not sure what to ask for, you might ask for the grace of Jesus' help in dealing with temptation. The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." When you imagine Jesus while listening to the gospel, what does he look like? What is his height in relation to yours? What colors predominate in his skin, his hair, his eyes? Notice what he's wearing. It could be a more ancient style clothing, or even something contemporary. T- take a moment to really see him in your imagination, in as much detail as is helpful for you. Jesus has been compelled by the Spirit into the wilderness and has asked you to accompany him there. See yourself with Jesus somewhere in the wilderness. Where are you? What kind of wilderness is it? What are your surroundings like? What can you see? What can you hear? What do you smell? What are the two of you doing? Take a moment to really be there in the wilderness with Jesus and notice how being there with him affects you. In the wilderness, Jesus is tempted by Satan. The other Gospels tell us this temptation had to do with relying on himself rather than on God. In the wilderness, do you also experience temptation? Either the same one or something else? How does Jesus offer to help you with this? Jesus says to you, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." How do you respond to Jesus? Jesus invites you to remain in the wilderness with him for the next 40 days. There will be temptation and difficulty, but also moments of grace when you are waited upon by angels. How do you respond to his invitation? Let your prayer continue with your imagination. Before you close your prayer, spend a few moments talking with Jesus, sharing your thoughts and feelings about what happened, and listening to what he has to say in response. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.